Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Gil.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this happy Sunday morning? It is December 10th at 10:10 a.m. New York time. And I welcome you. I hope everyone's having a great Sunday. And please forgive my voice today. I guess I'm coming down with a cold or something. So if you hear short pauses in the program, it's me sipping coffee and trying to get my throat not to be as dry. And I do apologize for that in advance. Welcome, my family. How are you today? Can you believe it? December's here. Thanksgiving went like that. And December is here, and we're talking about what? Gifts? Trees? We're talking about holiday spending? What are we talking about? One thing I will tell you is stay your behind out of Dollar Tree. Okay? Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, all of them dollar stores, because you will spend your money. And I'm a prime example. I went to Dollar Tree for one thing. One thing, to get gift bags, and they got me, folks. They really got me. I ended up spending about $22 on stuff that I didn't need because I thought it was cute and I wanted to add it to the little gift bags, and $22. That's what I said, $1.25, you think it's a little bit amount of money, but when it, over the course of buying a few things, it does add up. I was so mad at myself, I didn't know what to do. Every time I go to Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, things like that, it's always the same. You always spend more money than what you plan on spending. Because I guess in our mind, like I said, $1.25 is not a lot. But in all actuality, it really is. If you buy a lot of bulk things. And the only people who's really making money is the people who own Family Dollar, Dollar Trees, and all them Dollar Generals and all that. They making buku money, especially now for the holidays, because people think they're buying cheap. But my question is, are they really buying cheap? But that's not what I'm here to talk to you about, folks. Maybe I didn't know about it. Maybe you knew about it. I don't know, but I'm telling it to you anyway. You know about Social Security and the ripoff they're doing? Social Security Administration. And I'll tell you what I mean. I watched this program on 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper. Between you and me, that's a fine little specimen of a man. And I love that premature gray he has. Oh, Anderson Cooper's fine. But that's my personal opinion. Anyway, we're getting back to Social Security Administration. Excuse me. 60 Minutes did a documentary about these people who were getting Social Security checks and they were getting disability checks. And what Social Security did was they waited for maybe a couple of years to tell them, these people, that, by the way, we overpaid you. It was our miscalculation. We paid you too much. So you need to write us a check for $15,000, $30,000, $80,000. It was your mistake. One woman in the documentary, she dotted all her I's and crossed her T's, and she told them, look, we sent you this information, we sent you this, we called you, we did this, we did that. Social Security said, we don't care. We understaffed, we made a mistake, we paid you too much, so give us our money back in 30 days. You know, daggone well. $15,000 is a lot of money for a lot of people. Heck, that's a lot of money for me to give the Social Security back because they made a mistake. And a lot of people in the documentary, they tried to appeal it. You know, you go to appeals court and say, by the way, it was on you because I've done my part. and nobody told you all to have a bunch of dummies in there working for you. These people went to appeal because they couldn't give, they didn't have the money to give back to Social Security because Social Security Administration made a mistake. They went to the appeal, and the appeal was in favor of Social Security. Talking about you need to get to give us this money back because we made a mistake. That was the first time me ever hearing something like that. But I do not put it past the government. And I'm not an anti-government person. I like my government, but they're getting real sneaky because the simple fact is, I guess Social Security is trying to say, well, look, we're running out of money. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to go back to all the people that we gave money to. And if we overpaid them, we're going to wait to a period of time till the money adds up. And then we want them to give them, we want these people that we miscalculated and we gave them too much money. We want our money back. I'm surprised they didn't ask for interest. I really am. We want our money back after all these years. Okay, even when the people, like I said, one couple, she dotted the I's and crossed the T's and she had all the paperwork that she sent, Social Security guy, everything. They wanted them, I think, to pay maybe $15,000, $20,000 back, something like that, that they didn't have. And you got the nerve to talk about you want it back in 30 days? You know, if you go to a bank and get a loan, the bank doesn't give you 30 days to pay all the loan back. You have a period of time. Social Security want their money back in 30 days. I'm like, so who's robbing who? Okay, you know what I'm saying? Because you're working all this time and you put money into your retirement and you put money into disability and you put money here and you put money there and you paying all these daggone taxes. But yet the Social Security got a nerve to come back and talk about, oh, we miscalculated. We want our money. Okay. I don't know. That was the first time me ever hearing that, but I shouldn't be surprised because right now with the way our government is spending all this money unnecessarily when they need to really fix home instead of fixing overseas. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's me. But when I heard about that and I saw that documentary, I was shocked. I was shocked and I was scared because the last thing you want to do is get a letter from Social Security talking about you owe them some money, some back money on top of that. So, yeah, it was a pretty scary documentary to watch or program out of 60 Minutes. Because I love me some 60 Minutes. They really have some good shows. If you're interested, you can always watch them on YouTube because I pick up a lot of 60 Minutes on YouTube. I used to watch them on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. I don't know if they still come on. That's New York time. I used to love me some 60 Minutes at 7 o'clock on Sunday. But now with everything going on, I just try to catch it on YouTube if they have a good program or they're doing a good segment that I'm interested in. So I was telling you that, and it's just be careful, folks. Like I said, whatever you do, or if somebody's giving you money, either a bank or even Social Security or anything, anytime people are giving you money, always make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's. Always cover your behind. Just like with all the stimulus check coming out, when we had COVID and the government was just throwing money at people. Remember that? Well, we were locked up in the house for like 18 months and the government's like, okay, well, we're going to give you this amount of money, that, and they were getting, they were allowing people to have these, not payday loans, but payroll protection loans and all that, and people getting millions, I'm talking millions of dollars from the government. Everybody was spending money, and they, you know, the government was giving out all kind of unemployment checks and everything. Everybody was happy. They was rolling in money. Then the government said, okay, after COVID was over, start showing those documents where, you know, you was getting these millions of dollars. Start showing these documents where you were entitled to unemployment. Trust me, I know, because they call my behind talking about they want to see my documents. So, you know, the government, yeah, will let you think that we're giving you all this money. But at the end, it was like, no, I don't think so. Yeah, can we get our money back? And the government right now is still in the process of getting that COVID money. Or that payroll protection loans that everybody was getting for millions and millions of dollars, which I thought was crazy. They're trying to get that back now. because people were falsifying those documents left and right. Okay, they was getting, like I said, they were getting millions. Also, people were taking advantage of unemployment. They were getting unemployment under 5-6 different names. So they were just running amok, and the government was just throwing out money like it was candy. Hey, come get your candy, and people were getting it with not too many strings attached, if there was any strings at all. So you just, and then, like I said, the government want their money back. They need their money to spend for other things that has nothing to do with us, you know. So, like I said, I'm not anti-government or whatever. I'm just trying to tell you the facts when it comes to money. How to save it, make it, and have fun with it. Folks, you know you can share your opinion right here with me on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. You can also visit my website, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on blogspot.com. It will be in the description. I always put it in there. You can let me know your thoughts and your ideas when it comes to saving, making, and having fun with money. That was just a quick note. I just wanted to let you know what was going on with that and how I was shocked. Like I said, with the document, well, not even documentary, with a little segment on 60 Minutes about what Social Security is doing to people. You know, like I said, I just, you know, I really couldn't put it past them. I really couldn't. You know, is there anything right now where you can't get something and it's called, you know, I'm entitled to it or it's free? Well, maybe not entitled to it, but I've worked for it. So now I'm just getting back what I work for, or here's something because I'm in need of it without you asking for it back. Sounds like an Indian giver to me. But like I said, that's my personal opinion. On that note, folks, I want you to have a great day. I want you to be safe. I want you to be blessed. And I also want you to do me one big favor. I want you to save that money for me. Until next time, have a great day.